Hi, Sandra. How are you? And
Good
wait,
morning.
wait. You know how this goes. You say good morning, and I say, before we start, Sandra and Michelle Flom written a book, Boost Your Career: How to Make an Impact, Get Recognized, Build the Career You Want, available on Amazon, and to the best of my knowledge, selling quite well. Now I say, hi, Sandra. How are you?
Good morning, Jill. Just wonderful. Thank you.
All right. So, the million-dollar question. As the world is being taken over, how are remote employees working out?
Well, as we know, it's a new work environment out there. The startups, you can't afford office space. So what do? You work remotely, right? Everyone works from their home. That's really the new pattern. But there's a lot of issues, a lot of questions. Some companies, after they raised cash, saying this remote thing is not happening, you're not working out. I want to see them every day. I want to interact with them every day. I have an office now. I have an office now. And then, some of the offices too, are not working out. Open space. The new thing is just, open space. You can hear everybody's phone conversation. And that in that case, that's not working out either in some instances. So let's start with, the changing world out there. The office obviously is no longer the middle of the universe. In today's connected world, more people, more employees are doing work out there. Either, face to face with the customers, in far-flung locations, or simply in their pajamas and nightgowns, right? Working in that kind of environment. Interesting article on it, actually, in Business Management, and I'll pick up some points from there. They wrote about the remote employee, but I have a couple right now that I use, and we'll discuss how I'm doing it and how others. But the questions are the questions for your supervisors are, how do you know employees are working and not texting? Not emailing, phone with their friends, and really, should you care? Next, how can you track their progress? You need honesty. You need to be honest with them. They need to be honest with you, and you have to look for a commitment from them. I mean, if you don't feel the commitment, they're the wrong people for you. And then, lastly, what is the best way to give them some kind of feedback? Is it by phone again? Do they come to the office? How do you do it? Do you text? I mean, obviously, no one's on the phone anymore. They millennials text, text, text. So how do you give them feedback? Very, very, very important. So, we know remote employees really don't need micromanagement, but they do need to be held accountable, and they must know what is expected of them. Obviously, they have to have the right tools, and they have to be coached on a regular basis. Very important. And it's really important to know, how do you hire these people who are best at working in remote areas? How do you hire them? Very important. So here are some tips on how to's. Again, the tips come from Business Management. My own view on remotes, these are people with whom I've worked with before. Trust them. The A plus players, I mean, obviously, I mean, they're spending some of their days texting and doing other things. But these people get the work done, and they do it in a they do it in an excellent way. Or else I wouldn't continue having them. So here are some tips on how to's. Okay, one. Identify candidates who are a good fit to successfully work remotely. Obviously, you know, millennials like that. And, you know, as I mentioned earlier, startups, there are no offices, okay? You know, no money. You work from home. My situation, you know, we have women who were very well in industry, but now have kids and can't work full time. So they work in a remote area. That's me, and you know, I'm sure others the same way. You have to create metric-based performance expectations that hold employees, both local and remote, accountable for their performance. You know, you need, obviously, you need a performance expectations worksheet to really track them. Of course, correctly give ongoing feedback. And you have to coach these remote people. You have to continue to coach. It just, you know, it never ends. They're not in the office with you. They don't see, you know, the various emails from consumers, customers. So you have to continue to coach them on what you have learned. I think the performance reviews are very, very important. And you have to give them realistic performance reviews every single quarter as to how they're doing. Very important. Then, of course, you have to help them, remote employees, feel connected to the company and other co-workers. In other words, you have to keep informed. What's going on with the firm? Are we doing well? Here are the changes that we made. We need business from this particular area. So you have to make them part of the firm, or else they're off doing their own thing. Very important. So this dispersed workforce is a trend, I feel, that will only continue to boom, to get bigger. You know, startups, as you know, looking at your internet, you know, there's a gazillion of them that start every day. So as companies look to cut costs and employees look for more flexibility, remote working are on the rise. This Stanford University study, a recent one, says that employees who work at home are 13% more productive than employees who work in an office. I mean, hard to believe, but it comes out of Stanford, right? So we assume it's correct. 13% more productive if you're working from home. Wow. So it's a little bit about remote employees, but I think the key thing is for our listeners, Jill, is that it's a trend. It's really growing and growing. Companies save a lot of cash, a lot of money, by having their key people work from home. But you have to monitor. You have to be a much better supervisor. That's my point. If you work with remote, you have to be a better supervisor than having people there who you interact with, you know, every hour.
Yeah.
You have to be part of the firm. So that's a little bit about what's going on with the trend towards remote employees.
Now, can I just say something about back in the day with remote employees? Because I was in a business where, you know, we weren't always in an office. In a lot of cases, we weren't in an office. Is that we would check, you do check in from time to time.
Yeah.
Even remotely. And I would think that one of the reasons for the productivity increase, and that's going to be harder now than it was then, is because once working from home work started, quote, quote,
yes.
It wasn't work, walk the dog, and talk to a friend simultaneously. It was actually work time.
Yes.
And so, from a productivity standpoint, if you're not, the word that came out of it was multitasking, but basically if you're focused on what it is that you're meant to be accomplishing, it's easier to do than with the various distractions of people wandering around. It's just finding that balance that's off. When I say balance, you know, learning how to manage your time so that when you're in the office, you're working and not, again, dealing with home stuff.
Yes.
That is where the adjustment can occur. And if one is successful with that, then there is a level of productivity that is harder to attain at the office.
Right. Absolutely. And look, when you really sit back and think about this, Jill, you know, if you really don't trust your employees to work remotely, you shouldn't have hired them in the first place, right?
Absolutely.
That's what it's about. It's about trust. But I think what our listeners need to understand that this is a trend. I mean, remotely is a trend. Young people prefer to work at home, right? Prefer to work at home, particularly if it's a long commute. If you have to commute for 2 hours to get to work, why?
Right.
When you can work out some kind of arrangement to work from home, right?
I have to say that, you know, that makes perfect sense, and in the end, it saves money. So it's not, you know, it saves money, it saves miles. I cannot think of a reason in the world not to, if the life and the job, you know, if the job description supports it, and.
Sure.
You know, just can't think
and
of
the other thing, of course, to consider is, you know, older people who run a company like to escape the cold weather. So they go down south or head out to California during the cold weather. They are working remotely as well. Not just the employees, but the boss herself or himself are working in a remote fashion. Let's keep that in mind too.
But that's been going on for so many years that it's hard for me to go, oh, wow. You know, I don't know. Again, decades ago, you learned how to work with someone who was working remotely. So it's not so hard to transfer those techniques to working.
The key thing to remember is trust. If you don't trust them, you shouldn't have hired them in the first place. And that's it. But the coaching is key. Coaching is key. And keeping them part of the organization. Keeping them abreast of what's going on within the company. Making them part of the company. That's key.
Thank you very much, Sandra Flum, Leader's Edge.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.